Blog Talk Radio.
Well, for those of you on the East Coast, we say good afternoon. It's lunchtime, 12 noon, and come have lunch with us. But for those of you in the Central Mountain or Pacific, we say good morning. How are you doing? Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Coach G, and today is the Monday broadcast, which during the season we call Ski With Me, but during this summer season, we call it Four Season Fitness, because who the heck can find snow to ski on now? But our general concern for health and wellness continues through recreation, and the mountain resorts that serve so well for winter sports do not die. There are a lot of activities going on at our mountains during the summertime. Some people have often said summer's better than winter in terms of activity. So we do concentrate on the mountain sports or mountain recreation areas. As a matter of fact, Coach G, that's me, is broadcasting from our studios just close to and proximate the Buffalo Ski Center. And some of the different activities that are available during the summer, a diversity of things. But I guess if we wanted to go directly to the mountain, many ski areas open up that keep their lifts open for scenic views of the surrounding area. They're used for mountain biking, and mountain biking is a special type of bike that's used. But believe it or not, I've never done it, but that's not what I mean, believe it or not. Believe it or not, they come down the hills using a wider tire, a fat tire. And still, I think it takes a great hero or an intrepid individual to do mountain biking. But just as important, I think, just as much open to anybody is just general hiking. So the mountain trails are kept mowed in many cases. Some of the more difficult slopes do provide a challenge to walking, but that's probably one of the greatest activities. But taking that concept of using the mountain slopes over the summertime, there are a number of family or group outings that take place. Some areas actually have paintball and such. Others use it for geo-locating, and it's a fun program that uses the cell phones and the geolocation to find specific treasures or things, almost like a scavenger hunt based on technology. And you know what? I guess I'd compare it to Pokemon that was so popular back a couple of years. But then one of the most interesting and fun things of all is I like the obstacle races. The obstacle races often pit one family or a team or a community group against another. And the run is not so much for speed, but rather to just have a lot of fun, make your way through the obstacles, which include walls and down trees and such. Almost every obstacle has either at the center or at the edges some sort of thing like a mud. When all is said and done, it's not so much that, yes, it's the timing of the team, but it's the blending, averaging of the team, and it's just the fun. If you call covered with mud and wallowing your way over obstacles and through the mud, yeah, it is. And I think the most fun of all is gathering together at the base at the conclusion of the event and sharing in a chicken dinner, an open campfire, and all of the things that you would find at a camping area or a recreation area, such as the hills. But I remind everyone that this is a call-in format, and the number that you can call in and be an active participant in the program is the number, area code 714, and the exchange is 816, and the number is 4686. We have a variety of guests at our program, and they are experts in their field of recreation, and people calling in would have the opportunity to intermix with them, interface with them, ask them questions, put forth your comments or observations, and just have a fun time chatting with the moderator and the guests and the active participants, our listening audience. And then additionally, I remind everyone that these programs are available for replay. And a lot of our followers and listeners actually come in and stream these live broadcasts. So we have quite a collection of these, and they're available on the website. But I see a caller coming in here from area code, and I know exactly who it is. Ron Clayton is one of the movers and shakers and supporters of the whole Blog Talk radio show, Monday through Friday. And Ron's on the line with us right now. What say you, Ron? Welcome, and welcome to Buffalo in the sunny, wonderful time of summer here in Western New York.
Well, thank you very much, Gary. And yes, I'm glad to be joining you today on the Monday edition of Optimize Your Life. You bring such a strategic point of view of health and wellness and being active to the show and the multiple shows that we offer. And it's so refreshing to know that, you know what, we have people that are willing to step up to the plate on a weekly basis, a daily basis, that do deliver and bring organizations and other people and other opportunities for people to improve their life. After all, our theme is helping others by helping them help others. And I'll use a real example of this personally, if that's okay with you, Gary.
All set. Hello? Ron. We're all ears. We're all
okay.
Set. All ears, Ron.
All ears, but no mic. Okay. Well, there in the future, Lynn and I have some plans that perhaps we would rather be in, for us, warmer climate year-round has more health benefits for us than, and that, you know, I have a couple of titanium rods in my leg from an accident. I broke my leg and my heel and my fibula and all that good stuff. And they put me together, so I'm a bionic man. But from a health standpoint, we're just thinking that we'd rather not spend as much time in the chillier weather of Buffalo. And so, you know, but to do that, you have to explore. You got to check out options, and you have to look at places. And I know when my sister and my brother-in-law left Buffalo, they spent 5 years, and they went down to different places. They went to the Panhandle. They went way down south, Fort Lauderdale. They went to up near Georgia. They were just checking out kinds of places for a lot of reasons. Number one, what's a good place? What's the safest place to live in Florida? What temperature range were they going to be best suited for? And then, of course, the housing and what the markets were like when they were going to move down there. So there was going to be they were good stewards with their finances. So we've kind of started that journey. But let me share with a gentleman who comes on the show regularly, Gary. His name is Derek. And Derek is very, very outgoing in sharing the idea that HOPE, the collection, the foundation of the program, can help people. So he hands out cards all the time, talks to people, and he gave them one card to this gentleman who lives in the same city he does. I think it's Cooksville, Tennessee. And this guy happens to know some people in the real estate industry. So Derek, through somebody, has connected me with someone who is prominent and has credentials and maybe can help us get a picture of what living in that area. They're outside of Nashville and those kind of that area. So we're just gathering information, taking a look. We're going to do that, and we got asked about a place in Georgia. We looked at a place in Florida that we have a number of friends that are in the Orlando area. We have dear friends we've known for 50 years that live in Kissimmee. What we do is we're gathering information so someday when we're prepared, we might decide to become snowbirds or permanent southers. So, but we did that because a guy named Derek knew someone named John, who knew someone in the real estate industry that is now helping us. That's someone helping someone to help somebody help someone. It's the perfect example of how the Hope Collection works. And so we do that like your theme of Four Seasons, health and fitness. Gary is so wonderful because you are introducing to the world in different places means, ways, apps, programs to be able to create health issues for, you know, most people can go have any wherewithal can go to a gym if they choose to. Some can go to the Y. There's all kinds of ways that you can go and get fit, but there's other ways. There's the outdoors. You love skiing and you love kayaking and you love, climbing the hills. So you have activities and programs that arrange around those whole areas that can really make a difference in someone's life. And you're bringing it, I know you're bringing it to some programs that have children involved in them. And you've created some programs that will actually help underprivileged children take advantage of those things. They don't always have the resources or the system because they're just not there. Them living in many of the cities, it's just not there. But you bring it to them, and that is just incredible that you do something like that. And it's the same process that someone is helping me to help somebody to help somebody to help somebody, and that's how we're getting helped ourselves.
Well, you know, Ron, I appreciate that opportunity, and so I'll explain a little bit about how the Ski With Me program works. We have a special program called Ski in 3, and that program teaches people that have never skied before how to equip themselves, how to ride the lifts, but most importantly, how to get down the hill safely. Now, I say safety is first, then teaching or training is second, and lastly, I say, but don't forget fun. So that's what we do, and we reach out to adults, of course. We taught hundreds of adults how to ski, and the comment we usually get regarding that is, wow, I never knew skiing could be masterful. In other words, I can learn how to ski in 3 lessons or less, or sometimes we go the 4th lesson. But oftentimes that 4th lesson is just having fun and recreating and enjoying the runs down the hill. Now, how do we define skiing? Because we guarantee that we'll teach you how to ski in 3 lessons. And that guarantee, if we can't do it, is you'll continue on with lessons at no charge until you feel confident enough. And here's the definition of our beginner skier. You're confident enough to go down the beginner and intermediate slopes without the assurance and assistance of an instructor nearby. So we've been doing this for a number of years, and in all those that time, we've only had 2 people that have asked to stay on, and they had exceptional physical challenges, and of course we did. So the longest it's ever taken is 8 weeks and 7 weeks in those 2 special situations. But then we've got people that have learned how to ski in 1 lesson. And we're located primarily at the Buffalo Ski Center, a semi-private club here in the suburbs of Buffalo. We are, incidentally, at the Buffalo Ski Center, the closest ski area to the city. And if you live in South Buffalo and take roads out from there, it's about a 12-minute ride. Imagine that. Downtown Buffalo, and you can take a 12-minute ride and be out skiing. But at any rate, we've taught a lot of people how to ski, and they've gone and done some documentaries or short clips on YouTube and saying, wow, if you're going to live in Buffalo, you better learn how to love winter. And one of the best ways to love winter is learn how to ski. And, of course, skiing is much more than skiing. It is snowshoeing. It is snowboarding. It is ski bikes, they're called, or snowgoes. There's cross-country skiing. And we even have a special program called Adaptive Skiing, a wonderful group of volunteers with a bunch of fancy equipment, which is necessary to work with people with physical challenges. For example, we have worked with quadriplegics, put them on a snow bike or seat, and actually with guided safety lines and such, taught these people how to enjoy the skiing and going down the slope. It is just so heartwarming warming to work with individuals like that, and they are so appreciative. That's our reward, adaptive skiing. I have not done much with it, but I've got a number of my fellow ski instructors, professional ski instructors, that work with the adaptive program, and they are angels on skis, if I could call it that. As a matter of fact, our little club at the Buffalo Ski Center is called Hills Angels. So, angels on skis is very, very appropriate. So, Ron, thanks for that opportunity to explain this. Any thoughts on that?
Well, you know, I think you've taken it one step further. You were talking about the program where you, you know, having young, it could be young, it could be old people, but in this case, to talk to you specifically about children, I know you had developed a program that was going to be launched before the Chinese pandemic hit us, that the Buffalo Public Schools was going to do a program to allow children be able to, and through some connections in the business world that you've connected, you actually have enabled a program where the kids, they may not have the wherewithal to get the winter gear, the clothing and ski equipment, to be able to get to do this. And you provide through a program you developed that actually allows this to happen. And so we're looking this coming year that that's going to flourish because of the timing, and everybody's going to be ready to go big time, and we're going to be free to be free. And but it's going to introduce to a world that isn't there. It isn't there at all. And so then as you're expanding, I know you're taking this year round. And that really is important, and because we can make a difference in the community. And what we're doing is we're expanding the horizons, expanding the dreams, the ability for people to understand that they can become and be involved and do things that the normal day-to-day world doesn't really open the doors for them. And you're doing that. That's not only heartfelt, that's changing lives. And I'm proud
well, you know, Ron,
created this program.
You know, Ron, I appreciate that opportunity to say to our listening audience, and, you know, it really applies to the entire HOPE collection and our modus operandi, our method of operating, and that is we don't do this alone. First of all, it's helping others to help others, but in that respect for this school program, we are creating an opportunity, equal opportunity for anyone to come and ski. That's people who may be more mature in years, people who have physical limitations, be they minor or major. We feel we can teach anybody how to enjoy the slopes. But again, we don't do it on our own. I'd like to mention the generosity of the Buffalo Ski Center. It's a semi-private organization, and that means that you are a member. Or you can even come and visit on specific days and buy a ticket like you would at a regular ski area. But that's just the beginning, because we work with inner city underserved schools as well as suburban well-funded schools, but those who can't afford to ski and make the investment necessary to get started in skiing or any sport, we provide scholarships. And we, again, have a number of very generous companies and really charitable organizations here in the Buffalo area that are helping to support us. Let me specifically mention Coats for Kids. Coats for Kids was started by a community dry cleaning area that, get this, people would bring their winter clothes in and then never come and claim them. I don't know why, but I was amazed at the number of people. So here you had this fine family-run cleaning company, and they had these coats that were unclaimed, as some of them for a couple of years. And rather than give them to the junk man or such, they give them to the Salvation Army. But then it came to his attention that the kids, particularly in the inner city, had no idea how to dress properly, but perhaps more sadly, may not have had the wherewithal to get warm winter clothes. And certainly very few had the likes or perhaps even the interest in getting ski clothes. However, I say that if you want to dress warmly in winter, maybe it's not the most stylish things, but get dressed up as a snowboarder or a skier would, because we know how to stay warm in winter, Rod. That's a guarantee. So anyway, Coats for Kids is volunteered to outfit these kids with, of course, dry, clean, beautiful, previously owned apparel. And then in addition to that, we have a ski manufacturer who is not totally donating free of charge, but is providing the equipment at a minimal charge to basically cover shipping and handling, I guess was how we phrase it. And then, of course, we have the retail ski shop, and that is our main supplier for this is the Colden Snow and Board Shop. And they, likewise, are taking no markup on the equipment and coming and even doing a seminar as we bring the school kids out. Of course, they come on a yellow school bus, the cheese, as they call it. And they come out, and the first thing we do is we gather them together in the lodge, nice and warm. We haven't gone outside yet. And we outfit them with clothes. Takes about 45 minutes to an hour. Got the fireplace going, and the school has actually provided, in all situations, provides the transportation and lunches. So we do a little unit on nutrition. We do a little unit on dressing warmly in the elements. And we do a beginning phase lesson on how to put the skis on. So Colden Ski and Board actually volunteered to do some of that teaching. And it's critical to a safe start. You got to know how to put the equipment on, how to take it off, and how to get around in the flats. If you can get around in the flats, well, then you're ready to take your first lesson. So usually on the first day, we get into the first lesson. And then we carry on for three more lessons, and it's just a blessing to be able to work and provide equal opportunity. Do we provide equal results? Absolutely not. That's up to the individual and his God-given abilities and his desire to learn. But we do provide equal opportunity for all. And boy, not only is that what the Hope Collection is about, but it's also what this country is based upon. But at any rate, we started off with the city of Buffalo, and incidentally, the second largest school system in the large state of New York is the Buffalo school system. As you might guess, we're second only to New York City. So we're a very large public city educational system. But in addition, Ski With Me is part of what's called the Healthiest Districts. And the Healthiest Districts is a volunteer organization that meets regularly, usually once a month, summer and winter, although being public schools, we usually don't meet in the summer vacation period. But we gather together to discuss how we can promote the educational process of health, wellness, nutrition, and all of the things that go along with that. So in addition to the city of Buffalo, we have five large suburban participants, active members of the Healthiest District Initiative, and we have several others that have come on board. So collectively speaking, we have nearly 75%. We can reach 75% of the school-age kids in Western New York. So this thing is growing like a snowball rolling down the hill. We have applied for some grant, begun the application for some grants. There's a number of very fine national organizations that love the concept of teaching students, especially underserved communities, and bringing them all together and teaching them to love winter and enjoy themselves and learn to help others as they go about it. Now, Ron, I'm realizing I'm talking here too long, but I want to just give another plug to the County of Erie Parks System. County of Erie Parks has 28 parks that they maintain throughout Erie County. And to my understanding, Erie County is one of the, proportionately speaking, one of the largest parks systems in the entire country. But of the 28 areas, they have two that they've actually installed lifts at. Chestnut Ridge Park has a rope tow, and Emory Park has a magic carpet. So what are these two lifts? They're lifts that are conducive or friendly to beginners. Let's take the rope tow. The rope tow is pretty standard. It's not a huge hill, but it certainly is adequate to teach and learn on. And there is literally a rope that goes through the machines and the wheels and usually rests on the ground. So a person comes up with a little bit of a quick teaching on our part, comes up safely to the rope, picks it up in his hands, and then tightens his grip. And if you can picture it, the rope pulls him up the hill. Of course, he's got to release it at the top, and then he's set to ski on down. But we don't just send people up that have never done that. We teach them how to, the safety and the rules, and they must master some basic skills on the flats. And then we teach them how to ride the lifts, and they go up the hill. But one of the most intriguing of the lifts is what is called the magic carpet. I think the name conjures up a vision that is probably very, very accurate. I like to call it a human conveyor belt. It's about 2.5 feet wide, and the distance varies depending on the area you're going on. But you literally keep your skis on, and you come up to the end of, or the beginning, I guess I should say, of the human conveyor belt. It's only a foot or so off the surface. And then, like an escalator, this belt catches the tips of your skis and gently pulls you up, pulls you onto the magic carpet, and the magic carpet carries you up the slope. So, Ron, as long as you can stand on skis, you can ride on the magic carpet. And it's an excellent, excellent lift for people who said, boy, the truth of the matter is a lot of people never say it. There's a lot of people that have concerns about riding a chairlift, or concerned about the strength needed to hang onto the rope on a rope tow. But anybody and everybody, as long as you can stand up, can ride the magic carpet. So how does that sound to you, Ren?
It sounds terrific. And, you know, you've explained it so simply that, yeah, I think it's going to attract a number of people as this show is expanding in this coming year and going to explode, as a matter of fact. The outreach is going to open doors for people that, even as we speak today, never even heard of it. And that's exciting, and that's what makes this show so special, that we have this kind of opportunity shared. And so as we go forward and through the week and things, this is just going to work terrifically. On Tuesdays, we call it Travel Tuesday, and we highlight areas of Tuesday in the travel industry, both opportunities and, of course, talking about what's going on in the travel industry and how it affects lives and how travel opens lives and minds of people and their dreams, and it helps them to plan and helps them to get into the goal setting. It does a lot of things that can be utilized in other areas of life to make it better. And we always bring on, we have some real true, I don't like to use the word experts. Someone told me a long time ago that an expert, an ex is a has-been, and a spurt's a drift under pressure. So we have people who are very knowledgeable.
Well, you know, Ron, this is a call-in format, and so I see a new caller coming on the line. Derek, I know your number, but this is another number from the Nashville area. So if you could, if you want to say a few words or say hello, it's area code, of course, 931, and then it's 3294. So will the mystery guest come in from 3294 and say hello?
Hello, it's Derek.
It's Derek. Then we have another caller with the same area code, but its number is 1039. Will this mystery guest say hello and introduce yourself? Well, Ron, I've got the mic turned on, and sometimes our listeners call in just to listen, and they don't really want to talk, and you don't have to. So I'm going to mute those two telephones and say, Ron, back to you.
Well, just to let you know, sometimes there are some people that are call in, and they're on their job,
and they're calling in on their lunch hour, or they're in a noisy area. So they still want to be a part of the show, and they can be, even if they're just listening, so they get the benefit of what's being shared. I was kind of walking through the different topics we have on the during the week, and just talked about. I was going to talk about Wednesday. Wednesday is a real exciting day. It's relatively new to the broadcast, and we have a gal. Her name is Barb Riley. We call her the Tiny House Queen, and she is really very well versed, and she's a leader of what we call tiny homes development, tiny homes communities. From the Hope standpoint, we call them the Hope's Homes Villages, but we have a way to get people into housing without having to go mortgage their future and their life and be strapped down and be mortgage broke, but they also can get around and move their home because we've got these tiny homes. And Barb will be on describing some of the different facets of that are operating. She brings a lot of enthusiasm for that opportunity. Thursday is a show that a good friend, I call him the Mighty Oak, and Bob Oakley is the former senior executive of AT&T Real Estate. And he is retired, but great father of nine, and a daughter who is in the legal and accounting field. And she actually is lining up to work with the Hope Collection and becoming part of the Healing America Through Hope program. And but Bob has been running and developing homes for immigrants. Where he lives, there's a significant number of Spanish-speaking people, and he's provided the information and the connections for people to get their citizenship, learn English, get jobs, and he builds apartment homes for them. And great, great man. Love him dearly. He's been a long-term friend and business ally. And we've traveled together for many, many, many years. And so he's on Wednesday with his, I call him sidekick, Larry, who is a military hero and was in service and brings to the table a perspective. And since we're so involved in helping veterans, so they are both him and Bob team up. And then Friday is kind of like the high point of the week, ending the week with our blog shows. And we call Friday Captain Len Kane Day. And we have the privilege of having one of the world-class number one pilots that ever flew, still, and was a military Navy pilot award. You know, he's been given many awards and decorated. And he also was a test pilot. He also became a commercial pilot. And then he founded the Golden Rule Society. And he would tell you today that his greatest accolades are coming from the work in the Golden Rule Society, which is helping children, parents, and families, both in churches and schools around the world. And so Len will be on. He's a character. He's a wonderful, and his original title is Top Gun, because he was the original Top Gun. And then he went on to start the Miramar School for Navy Pilots, which is today the top school for training and the best pilots in the world. And Len Kane actually captained a squadron of those pilots. And in international competition, there was one competition sponsored by the Armed Forces and the Navy that there were five divisions of opportunity of testing. And Len Kane's squadron, number 301, beat every other unit in the Navy out, and they won all five awards for all contests. Now, he's on the show to talk to us about the kindness campaign he's developed, one unveiling this year. He's there to talk about the Golden Rule Society. He's there to talk about Healing America Through Hope and the African-American Veterans Monument Program. And, oh, by the way, he and Joel Griffin were best friends for over 30 years. And just, you know, working together to make this a better world. That's just kind of a review of what we're doing, where we're at.
Ron, I really appreciate that, and I think it's so informative for our listeners. But I want to emphasize something. First time I heard of Len Kane, hadn't met him yet, I thought, aviator, Navy. What do I have wrong here? Well, you know, the naval aviators are among the most skilled of all our armed forces, including the Air Force, because as great a pilots as we have, the Air Force pilots have long runways. And the naval pilots not only take off from aircraft carriers, but have to land a jet and on the deck of an aircraft. It takes skill. So the naval aviators are among the best trained and the most skillful. And then within the naval division of the armed forces, the naval aviators are leaders and looked upon as leaders, and perhaps the most skilled of all the aviators with serving our nation.
You bet.
But you know, Ron, go ahead. Yep.
Well, Len Kane's coming to Buffalo. He's going
to
be in Buffalo next
coming
July 4th
Buffalo.
Weekend. People get a chance to meet him at the African American Veterans Monument dedication ceremony.
Okay. Maybe you could say a few words about that. I happen to know it's the July 4th weekend of 2022. So that's the time. The place is Buffalo, New York, Western New York, and we're right on the waterfront, the harbor front. And at the harbor front on land, we have 12.5 acres dedicated to the veterans of the United States. And on the water, we have three ships. We have a cruiser, destroyer, and a submarine. And they are active, they're not active, but they are real ships that saw real action in World War II. And so we have them anchored there, and it's open for inspection, if I could try and use a military term. And there's a museum that goes along with it. So that's one of the many activities on the Buffalo waterfront at the Buffalo Neighbor Park and Monument Row. And Monument Row is a series of monuments dedicated to different cultural groups. For instance, there's an Irish memorial. There's a Polish memorial. And of all things, there was no memorial specifically dedicated to the African-American veterans. And incidentally, being a history teacher, I'll just mention that African-Americans have contributed to every police action or war that the United States has ever been in. As a matter of fact, before we were even a nation, a freed African-American in Boston at the Boston Massacre was shot dead. So you might say even before the nation began, there was freed blacks and all blacks. Unfortunately, those who were burdened with the institution of slavery have honorably served our nation. In the various wars, there were special units of black soldiers, and I think everyone's heard of the Tuskegee Air Corps, some of the best pilots in World War II, and how they defended our bombers. They were the fighters that flew the wing position and defended our larger, slower bomber planes, but they were the small little fighter planes that accompanied that and would defend them. But this monument to the African-American veterans is the first ever in the United States. And again, it's going to set a precedent. It's going to give long overdue honor and recognition to this fine subcultural group. And we expect from here that we will take what we call a traveling roadshow or a concert tour, because as the ribbon is cut on that Saturday of the long 4th of July weekend, we're following the ribbon cutting, we're going to have a musical concert that's going to display some of the local talent and even a national figure of Broadway fame or Broadway recognition. And it will be a two-hour concert. And after the Buffalo unveiling or staging, we're going to take it to other cities across the country. But as we take the concert tour, we are taking the concept of African-American veterans. And it's really about more than African-American veterans. It's about all Americans. And it's about healing through hope for America. And our concert is actually, tour is actually called the Heal Through Hope Tour. And we believe that it may be the makings of a large movement which will bring our nation together, a nation that perhaps too often of recent months is divided and polarized. But if you think of a wound that heals, think of it as healing from all sides. So we're that healing through hope, heal through hope for America, that's going to bring all the diverse subcultures together, and we're going to rest on common ground. And that common ground, let's put divinity aside, but recognize culture, the tradition, the morality, and the ethics of this great nation, the very essence of why this United States of America is an exceptional nation, comes from the diversity of our population from all aspects that come together on common ground. And that common ground we refer to is the Judeo-Christian morality and teachings. And again, we say it doesn't matter what religion you are, all religions rest on the golden rule. Treat others as you would yourself, or as it says in the Old Testament scripture, love your neighbor as yourself. And that is the essence of the golden rule, which is the tool used by the Hope Collection, which is being accentuated in the concert and concert tour or movement called Heal Through Hope for America. Ron, I got off, and I want you to get me wound up. It's tough to quiet me down, but let's turn the microphone over to you for some thoughts and such.
Well, I'm listening to as you share this, Gary, with the passion and the clarity of what you understand and have come to know about the Hope Collection and its history, its legacy, and its future. And it's exciting because that's happening, and we've gone through a period where we lost the founder, but he's with the Lord today, and that's a great thing. But his mission, his passion, his direction is still leading us going forward. And we are actually applying the hope philosophy of helping others by helping them help us every single day. And it's growing and not in neutral. And so we're going to touch lives again, continue to do it, and shows like this and the other programs that are part of the Hope Collection. And so we are looking, and we're always open when someone hears the show or they listen to it. We always put out a call. We are looking. You can become one of our mission members. And I guess a new title I got for people are mission members. Because a mission means you have a cause. You have a reason that you're motivated to do things. And so we are a mission to make what we're talking about happen. And we invite people to do that, and there's no contract. In fact, it's like signing up for a library card. And all it does is open you up to the world of the Hope Collection to make a difference. And so I want to put out that call, and we are inviting people to do that. We have people like Derek that every day go out the door and meet and greet somebody and does that. So that's what we're looking to do. We have some new things that are going to be coming in place this year, and as the weeks, months go by, there are going to be some additional advantages to being a Hope member, and that's going to also, we'll have communication systems that are going to help us do a better job. And this is all because we're moving forward, and there are people who care, and there are people who are bringing to the table projects and programs and services. And so I always tell people, some people come to take a look at the site, the rrcenter.org, which I think is the main place to go to see what the Hope Collection is all about.
And you can listen to Lisa as she tells the story of the Hope Collection. And you can choose. You might have an area that you want to support and work in, and you can do that. Or you just want to make yourself available to be able to offer what we have to others. And we have a program under Optimize My Life, which is the website for the RR Center Hope Collection. It's the action. It's the app. It's the tool pages of the Hope Collection. And there's Call a Doctor. And that's a program that someone doesn't have to buy a medical program to be able to get service, get certified doctor help, and such a, like an emergency basis. And it costs $14 a use. You don't have to have a policy, and you can use it once, you can use it 20 times. And now you go on the site, and you can look that up on the Optimize My Life page. We have Easter Seal Services. The former chief of staff of the Pentagon, John Sutherland, left and retired and then went over to become the CEO of Easter Seals. Easter Seals is a nonprofit that provides, they have a program for autistic children. They have a program for providing assistance to anybody. If you have a congenital, that means you were born with some kind of an issue. They will provide services, medical and surgical and all that, at no charge. The autistic programs they've designed, literally in Rochester, there's actually a home and school for autistic children so that they can have continuous. The one thing about an autistic child, they need very, very, very controlled, very, very thematic, very, very regular steps in the time that they spend either in a school setting or a home setting. They need regularity because anything out of that, their mindset is just not capable of dealing with it. So these are specialists that provide, and those kind of programs are all over the country. And those are just a handful. I mean, you know, I could go on and on and on because I was formerly the president of the board, and when we got started, we were primarily started in programs honoring and helping folks with cancer. And that's where the Hope Collection grew out of. And today we just have a broad spectrum of programs and services. So, Gary, we really go the spectrum. And I've had, early on, we had people say, well, why are you doing this? Why are you adding this? There are organizations that do specific things. But they need to, sometimes you don't know where to find them. Well, you can go to the Hope Collection. You can find them. You can help find that. It's a resource. It's an umbrella. It's a wagon wheel with spokes on it. And there are so many spokes that are specialized, personalized. And that's what gives the strength to the Hope Collection. And it's founded in our faith in God. So, those
well, you know, Ron, when you use the analogy of a wagon moving forward, that has a lot of different meanings. First of all, there's the spokes that come from a central hub, which indicate those special areas of interest or pillars within the Hope Collection. So very quickly, and I'll take the microphone right back after that, but you do such a good job explaining what the eight pillars of the Hope Collection are. Then I want to continue on with this, explaining this metaphor or analogy of the wagon. Go ahead, Ron. What are the eight spokes or eight pillars of the Hope Collection?
First is faith. You know, if you don't have something based in faith, you got no hope. So it starts with faith, and we have the ability to expand and enrich and offer programs. You know, at the Hope Collection, you literally can get connected to the Moody Bible Institute 24 hours, 7 days a week. I mean, that's how great, how far and long distance this is. Family. Well, we're all about helping people with individual families. Most of the time, if someone asks me when I'm out and about what I do, I tell them that I help empower families. That's what I do. And the reason I can say that is because we got family, faith, housing, education, arts, health and wellness, water and energy, food. Those areas comprise most of the characteristics, most of the needs of any individual. And so when you can empower a family, in other words, provide tools to enrich the life of families and individuals, well, then you're doing God's work. And guess what? That's what we do.
Well, you know what, Ron? Thank you so much. Just again to continue on with this analogy or comparison of the Hope Collection to a wagon, I immediately conjure up covered wagons that moved west, and they took families in those covered wagons. It was not very, individuals were on the rare side. It was mostly family. So Ron, being a little corny, I say you take the aspects of the family, you take the aspects of health and wellness, you take the aspects of education, and you take the aspects of actually housing in terms of Hope Villages positioned at the ski areas. And I never realized that, counting on my figures, Ski With Me addresses four of those eight pillars. But, of course, lastly, there's faith. And so I'm going to say we cover five, more than half of it, because then I'm going to add one more, which is not a pillar. But we take all of these aspects, education, health and wellness, housing, and faith and education, and we add fun to those. We add family fun to the recreational facilities. So at the risk of boasting a little about Ski With Me or Four Seasons Fitness, let me lastly move on to give a special offer to our listeners and audience. The Hope Collection is on a opportunity drive that you can join the Hope Collection free of charge. You get all of the access to all of the different tools, and you can join up for the Hope Collection at no charge. Simply go to optimizemylife.com and take follow the directions. There's a young lady there. There's a series of videos. It explains it. And if you follow that path, it walks you right through. And then you can sign up. But there is a catch. Only sign up if you're willing to help others help others. And sign up today. It's free of charge. Any thoughts on that, Ron?
Well, you just summed it up in my book. I don't know that there really is anything more. I think the idea that not only sign up, I like to describe, there are a lot of people who are very influential in the world, and they can do things and they can accomplish things. And so they become affiliated with, like, and how they do that, I like to say they get their name on the left-hand side of a letterhead. And that's okay. That's good. But in our case, we're not interested in people who want to get the name on a letterhead. We're interested in people who want to actually see something happen. And, you know, that's what we're interested in. We're not looking for numbers. We're looking for value of the people that will continue to be and create rich lives. And that's what we do. Gary, you're a perfect example. Someone like that, then that's why you became attracted to the Hope Collection.
Well, Ron, I thank you, but I'm honored to be a part of this fine organization. I just repeat exactly what you said. We're interested in quality, not quantity. And it's the quality of the people that join the Hope Collection that gives the Hope Collection its true and meaningful value. We're only as good as one another helping others to help others. But in our campaign, signing up for the Hope Collection membership, we're going to be launching, and technically I guess it's already launched, a kindness campaign. It's really a membership drive based on the golden rule, and you can sign up for the kindness campaign. But again, there's a cost, free of charge to join, but we want your heartfelt prayers and your earnest efforts and your contributions in terms of time and involvement in the Hope Collection. We're looking for active participants. But, you know, by another token, if you just want to sign on to the Hope Collection to be with a fine organization and around good, positive-minded people, we encourage that too. So, Ron, why don't you say a few words about Blog Talk Radio? and some of the, you've mentioned the different daily shows, but I'll give you a leading question. Is there a Saturday bonus hour?
There certainly is. I didn't mean to forget it. It was. It is a program that's, we call it Coach's Hour, Coach's Corner. And Joel has set that up as a time on Saturday morning, 9 o'clock Eastern time, where anybody that would like to
wait a minute,
can join in.
Is that 9 a.m. or 9 p.m.?
9 a.m. Eastern time.
All right, good, good. Thank you, Ryan.
And they call in the same number that they use to call in for this show. And I'll give it to everybody right now, because sometimes people don't know what the show phone in. It's the same every day. And blog call in is 714-816-4686. And what that does is allows you to just, you don't need a PIN number, you need nothing, just get on. Introduce yourself, and then you can listen, you can add, you can ask questions. And every Saturday, there'll be an area covered that'll be, it could cover an area of goal setting. It could be talking about activities that are happening. It could be someone that's doing something that really makes a difference in their lives or the lives of those around them. And so it's really a very, very well purpose-driven, beneficial time to be together. And so that's on the Saturday morning. That's the only day that I didn't talk about earlier. And it primarily works for people who are involved with the Hope Collection, being active. And if you want to be active, great. You can get on that show and never say a word. Just be on it and learn from it. Or you can be on someday. You might even want to share something that you have in mind with others. You can do that. And so it's one thing about the love about the Hope Collection. It's an area that allows people to become involved, and then never is any judgment. There's only acceptance. Today, in many forms, there's places for people to get involved, but there's almost a judgment thing involved, or there's such requirements that it's prohibitive. Well, we're an inclusive organization. So you want to be included? Come on, join us. The water's fine. Jump in. And we'll be back on tomorrow at noon Eastern time. And I think we're going to hear some exciting reports from the Surge 365 event that Rick Reese was at, and some other news that we're going to hear about the programs coming up that you can participate in Hope. So, guys, thank you so much. Thank you, Gary, for allowing me to share some things on your show today.
Oh, Ron, thank you. It's great to have you on. In this case, as the guest, believe it or not. But Ron is also the mover, shaker, and I'm going to say hats off to Ron, because Ron has given so much. Yes, there's a little bit of cost involved in this Blog Talk Radio. And incidentally, you can make a contribution at the Hope Collection. There is a link there that you can use a credit card or mail in a check. But that's not why we're on here. I'm just acknowledging the contribution that Ron makes to support this Blog Talk Radio show program 5 days a week. And it really, with the bonus hour on Saturday, 6 days a week. But lastly, in a few seconds we have remaining, I'd like to mention that in the coming weeks, we're going to be bringing on a number of guests on our Monday segment. Marketing director at the ski area, the summer manager, the general manager. We hope to have some of the past participants, the actual people that came from nowhere and learned how to ski. But we want to emphasize it over the coming days and concentrate just as much on the summer programs. And so we're looking forward to getting a kayak, and I don't mean an expert. It's a mother of two, but yet an active go-getter and organizes family kayaking expeditions. And it's not a business. It's a pleasure. It's no charge. And that's an example of what we at the Monday section of Four Seasons Fitness, through the week-long program of Blog Talk Radio in the fine nonprofit organization, 501. the charitable organization of the Hope Collection. So come, ski with me through Blog Talk Radio and the Hope Collection. On that basis, I always sign off by saying the Lord's our source. Thank you for joining us this day, and we'll see you again tomorrow or next week.
Have a great day, everybody. Thank you.